Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Marnie Greenberg Show. Marnie Greenberg is the author of the number one international best-selling book, Delete Stress and Pain on the Spot. As an internationally recognized insightful life strategist, she advises individuals and Fortune 500 companies. Call in now. Marnie will identify and delete your unseen blocks and achieve results on the spot. Be sure to join our free live shows at www.marniegreenberg.com. Here she is, live, Marnie Greenberg.
Hey everyone, it's Marnie Greenberg. Welcome to our free live stream, free holiday and New Year special. Delete the cumulative effects of all your 2016 pain and stress and make your 2017 resolutions a reality. This is part two. We had part one last week, and we had so many requests for another stream for the New Year's, and it's this extra special time of the year. So if you missed part one, you can catch it at MarnieGreenberg.com on the live stream. And also, if you want to be part of all my live streams, I'd love you to come over to MarnieGreenberg.com if you're new, and definitely enter your name and email so that we can notify you of when we go live. And also, we're live here. This is real-time action on Facebook. So comment with me, like me on Facebook, and you'll be notified of all the times when we go live automatically. Gotta love Facebook. So chat with me. Let me know you're here. I can see your comments. I can interact with you. The phone lines are going to be open today. So let me tell you a little bit about what's going to happen. The clock is ticking, and New Year's is literally less than 30 days away. And I'm here to tell you that I want to put your New Year's resolutions into reality. And if you didn't achieve any of your goals in 2016, you got to ask yourself the question, what are you going to do different this year in 2017? You don't want to keep repeating the same thing twice. It doesn't work. So it's time for change. If you're suffering, if you have headaches, back pain, neck pain, physical pain, cramps, arthritis, menstrual pain, facial pain, gastrointestinal pain, whatever it is, whatever kind of pain you're suffering, give me a call. The phone lines are open. I want to show you how quick it is to delete it. I'm here to put my international best-selling book, Delete Stress and Pain on the Spot, into action. And, you know, this time of year, it's like all of these New Year's resolutions. And, you know, maybe you want to improve something mental in your life, your mental well-being, be more positive, improve your finances. Maybe you want to improve your relationships. And maybe you just want to get rid of a bad habit, whether it's alcohol or smoking or whatever that is for you, or lose weight. And, you know, this is a really, really important time of the year where you want to start 2017 with that ultimate strength behind what you want, need, and desire. And if you have any doubts about your goals, how you can achieve them, this stream is for you. I know everybody is going to benefit. As I take callers, if you have anything that resonates with the callers that I'm talking to, you're going to benefit because it's not limited by distance. It's not limited to one-on-one. So take inventory right now how you're feeling in your physical body. And then as I take callers, you know, pay attention to how you're feeling because you're going to start to feel changes physically, mentally, emotionally. I work on all levels. So like I said, if you have anything physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, it works on all levels. And, you know, let me ask you a question. Have you experienced any of the following in 2016? Maybe it was regrets about a decision that you made. Do you regret any of those decisions that you made in 2016? Did you make it? Were you worried about anything? Did you have any disappointments about the decisions or choices that you made? What was stressing you out? What did you feel that you were indecisive about? Or maybe you felt rejected or had frustrations or hurt. I'm going to show you how all those emotions can be deleted. And more importantly, I want to discuss like what deletion is, because a lot of people think, oh, you just say delete it and it's gone. But deletion, we're like a computer. Our central nervous system is our computer. And what's in our mind and our subconscious mind, let's talk about this. When you say you want something consciously, if you're in your subconscious mind, if you have hidden blocks, you're not going to get what it is that you want, need, and desire. And in fact, if you have blocks in your subconscious mind, you're going to start to have pain in your physical body. So I'm here to show you how to turn those switches that are off back on. And I'm here to, you know, within your central nervous system controls every part of your body. And we can have different memories stored in different parts of our body, different parts, you know, different organs, different parts of our structure. And I'm here to show you when you find those memories and delete them permanently, that those thoughts, those memories that were stored, they're never again affected again. Deletion is just a switch. It's nothing magical. It's nothing mystical. It's a switch. It's hardwired to your internal computer. So imagine I'm your computer. I'm sitting here with my computer. And imagine for a moment you have I know everybody has a computer, and you have lots of files on your computer. Our human body works the same as a computer. If you have a lot of folders and files on your computer, and you delete them, what happens? You can delete a bunch of files on your computer, and they go into your trash. But they're not gone. You have to actually go into your trash and empty your trash. And that's similar to how the human body works. There's files that no longer serve us, and you have to delete them. And you have to permanently delete them. So if you just think positive, it may not work for you. And if you just, you know, sometimes we put Band-Aids on our pain. Maybe we try to talk ourselves out of it. Maybe we just say delete it. Oh, let it go. Well, those memories are still in your trash bin. You got to go to your trash and really thoroughly delete it. And when I say the similarity that I'm using the analogy here is that you got to delete it on the cellular, molecular, atomic, subatomic, nuclei, subnuclei quantum field where energy is matter and matter is energy. You got to delete it through all different parts of your cells, your molecules, your atoms, down to where energy is matter and matter is energy. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to demonstrate it for you today. It only takes a couple minutes. I'm going to slow it down a little bit, the demonstration, so that you understand some of these principles that I'm activating on you. But it's really simple. But a lot of people ask me, so how do you do it? So I'm going to demonstrate it. I want you to see it because I'm all about results in advance. You know, I'm not the type of person who even picks up a book and reads it or studies something. I like to do it. It's like, and this is like when you walk in the room and you turn the lights on or you press send on an email. You use the technology. And that's it. Sometimes you don't have to really understand how electricity works to use light. And that's kind of how this method is. You don't have to understand how it works. You just use it and it works. So I'm going to use it on you today. You're going to see how it works. You're going to get your results. And we're going to go with the flow and have a good time. So I know you're here for a reason. There's no accident that you ended up on here today. So, again, pay attention to how you're feeling. I'm going to take our first caller.
All right. 207.
207, you are online.
Yes, this is a call for my wife. She two quick questions. One is that she just forgets. Sometimes she walks to get something in a room, and then she forgets what she came for. And so she wants to reactivate her brain cells and reintegrate them with your help.
Okay, is she there with you right now?
Yes, she is.
Okay, and how long has she been forgetting?
4 months.
About 4 months?
About 4 months. Okay, so I'm going to look for the root causes of why she's forgetting. And what I feel is there's really something, when I tune in physically, her brain cells feel strong. So physically she feels strong. But when I tune into her mentally and emotionally, it feels like there's a weakness. And it really feels like the fourth quarter of the year, and it triggers her. And specifically, it goes back to a past life. So sometimes it can be this life, sometimes it can be past life. But what I feel is that this time of the year in a past life, when she got to this age, she had a weakness with her memory. And so we need to go back and we need to delete those files that no longer serve her. So I'm going to reset her mind, body, spirit, reprogram her thinking, awareness, and perception, and restart her internal computer. I'm going to activate her central nervous system to her brain, which is strong, and her memory, I feel, is strong now. So this is something that it's, you know, something that's probably, I mean, I just did it for you and I strengthened her memory, but like I said, you may want to send me an email and keep me posted because it's not something like physical pain where you know if it's gone right away or not. But that's what I did. I did it for you, and it's to restore her memory just by deleting that memory.
Yeah. Thank you. One more thing. It's a relationship with her twin sister, her fraternal twin, is very rocky, difficult.
Okay, so when she thinks about her relationship with her twin, there's a rocky energy there. So let's process that. So there's really more like frustration and grief. So let's delete her negative emotions when she thinks about her fraternal twin. So I'm deleting that now down to zero minus infinity up to 100% infinite potential. And I'm just going to make more of an evenness there so that it doesn't bother or disturb her. And now I feel that there's right. strength between her and her sister, and that should change for her.
She's nodding yes.
Oh, thank you. She's nodding
she has
yes. What did she say?
She's nodding yes, but she still has tenseness in her throat. It's like a knot in her throat from tension.
Okay, but when she thinks about her sister, does it feel different to her? Yeah. Same or different when she thinks about her sister? It's different?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so her throat. So does she feel physical pain in her throat?
It's just tension.
Okay, so let's take a look at the tension in her throat. Her tension in her throat, it's not really her throat. It's non-physical. So you have to look and process what the weaknesses are. Physically, she's strong. Mentally, there's a weakness. And mentally, she has a fear of actually speaking up and communicating to her sister or whoever it is how she really feels. So there's suppression there. She never really tells people how it is and sticks up for herself. In fact, she hides on the inside and she's storing that in her throat. So we're going to process that. I just deleted that specific memory. How does your throat feel now? The same or different?
Different.
Different. Okay, so really what the memory was, it wasn't physical, it was non-physical, and she had trouble speaking up. So it's just about pinpointing what the root cause is and deleting it, and then the pain goes away, or the tension goes away.
Fabulous. She put two thumbs up when you said about not speaking up. That really struck
two
a chord. Yeah,
two
thumbs up on that.
Okay, good. So she can recognize that consciously, which is great. So, but keep in touch with me on the streams and comment with me, because when you feel these changes, time goes on. And on the next stream, I'd love to hear how her communication is and keep in touch, because it's going to be different. She'll feel more confident, more in her power, especially with speaking up with family members. That's really important. So thank you so much. I'm glad she gave it two thumbs up.
Thank you. Fabulous.
Okay, thanks for sharing. All right, we're going to take another live caller. I'm going to try to get through as many callers as possible. And I know if you have trouble in your throat, that was a throat issue, pay attention to how your throat feels, because if you resonate with that and you also have trouble speaking up and saying it how it is, you're going to feel this. Okay, we'll take another live caller.
All right, 917.
917, you are on live. Okay, we'll take another live caller.
All right. 404.
404, you're on live.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. How you doing, Marnie?
How are you doing today? Thanks for coming on. What would you like in 2017?
I want to start it off a lot stronger, especially in the area of money and finances and relationships. And there's one more thing, too, I want you to look at. I've been having a sinus congestion for the last 2 weeks and also sinus headaches. So you can look at that also.
Okay, okay, so do you have a sinus headache right now?
Well, not a headache, it's congestion right now. I feel congestion.
You feel congestion in your head, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so let's take a look at that and process it and get rid of it. So when I tune into your head actually feels pretty strong physically. So what I sense is that it's non-physical. And when you say finances, I feel that there's a lot of pressure at this time of the year, especially at the end of the year, and especially with the giving and receiving energy. So we need to make sure financially that giving and receiving energy is there, because you have a fear, and you have a fear that if you spend money, when you think about spending money, let me ask you a question. How does that make you feel, spending money?
A little nervous.
You there's some fear there, and that fear is actually trapped in your head, you know. So if you have, you know, sometimes the fear gets stuck in our physical body. For you, it's in your head. So I'm going to delete that fear down to zero, minus infinity. And I'm also going to strengthen your central nervous system to your brain, and strengthen the cells, molecules, and atoms, and quantum particles in your brain, and make more empty space, because it feels really congested and really tight. So when you make more empty space, and open up the energy, as well as strengthening in your finances. How's your head feeling? The same or different?
Feels different. A little
it
more
feels
relaxed.
Different? Is it? Okay, good. So there's also some worries, though, about your future security. So we're going to delete those worries. And also, doing it on your own. When you think about doing this on your own, there's an independence weakness. So it's not so much financial, but it's like you have a business, your own business?
Yes.
Okay, so when you have your own business, and it's like when you think about doing it yourself, being successful on your own, somehow that ties into your father. And there's a weakness that comes from your father. So, you know, we can hold memories that are long, from a long time ago. And this goes way back in life. So we're going to delete your father's influences on you, because there's the things and the thoughts and the verbalization and communication that you had with your father, those thoughts are like trapped inside of you. And there's actions that you don't take because of those thoughts, and they're trapped in your head. And so, you know, and you're thinking. So I'm going to delete your mind, because a lot of it's in your mind. And I'm also going to delete those specific experiences and thoughts from your father. And just by doing that, when you think about being successful on your own, does that feel different? Do you feel more like a sense of confidence there? Like you can do it?
Yes, I do, a little more confidence. But let me ask you a question. You spoke about my father. What was that in the past life or in this life you're speaking about?
This life. But I deleted all the father influences. So when I delete the father influences, I delete this life. It's the cumulative effect, and that's what this dream is about. So we're deleting all the father influences in this life and past lives.
Okay.
And sometimes you're not conscious of it. You know, if we consciously knew what our problems were, we wouldn't have them. And they're lying very deep. And a lot of times when I bring them up to people, you may even think, well, I don't have a father problem. But when I tune into you, I feel that there's a father weakness, and that's hidden. And that's so. But more importantly, how do you feel? So just go by how you feel right now. When you think about your future, when you feel about your business and your head, does that feel different to you overall?
Yes, it feels calmer, you know, not calmer.
Calmer, okay. So that's good. That's where you want to be, right? Calm, that's a good place to be.
Definitely.
I can and will have a financially abundant 2017. Say that with me. I can and will have an abundant 2017.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said, say it with me. And everybody on the stream, I can and will have an abundant 2017.
Okay, yeah, I plan to have an abundant 2017.
Yeah, now when you say it, you got to have the strength behind that. Do you feel it? Or you feel the strength? I'm making you able, willing, ready, deserving. I'm strengthening you to reality. I'm strengthening you to make it happen right now, on the spot. When you say it,
yeah.
Do you feel it? You feel a shift there?
Feels stronger, definitely.
It feels stronger, doesn't it? So if you have weaknesses to being able, willing, and ready, like subconsciously, if you don't feel like you're able to do it or you don't feel like you're ready to do it, you're going to have, it's not going to happen. So it's so simple that we miss it. Just being strong to being able, willing, and ready, that really puts that strength behind what it is that you say, plus having the strength, and that's what's going to equal the results that you want in 2017. But I'm feeling the strength, especially within your business. I feel more of an independent energy there, and that's really what the root of it was.
Yes, it feels a lot stronger.
Okay, and is your head 100%?
And my head feels a lot clearer, too. It does. A lot of tension left. I can feel it, definitely.
Okay, good. Tension left, and you feel clearer. So delete the memories, open the space up, and you feel better. But that's good. Thank you so much for coming and joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, Marnie.
Yes, yes. Big energy hug to you. Keep us posted in the chat as we take more callers and join more of our streams. Keep the energy going.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay, we're going to take another live caller.
All right, 916.
916, you're on live.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello?
How are you doing? Yeah,
oh,
what would you like?
Hold on, because I can't. Hold on.
What would you like better in your life?
Okay, a couple of things. One is I want to ask for my son. He was doing really excellent in his studies, really good, getting good grades. But lately he's maybe a little bit stressed out. And
okay.
So that.
Is he with you right now?
Yeah, he is. Well, he's downstairs.
In the same.
Yeah.
Okay. And
pardon
so
me?
And so when you think about this, it troubles you, right?
Yeah, because he's getting a little stressed out not to be able to end the, I mean, the semester is almost over. He wants to do well, especially in math.
Okay. In math, and he's not doing well. Okay, and what about you? Do you have any physical pain or anything in your physical body?
No, I don't.
Okay, do you feel any stress when you think about your son not doing well? Does it stress you out?
Yeah, it has been, you know, different things that has been a little stress within the family, you know, with the three of us.
Okay, so as a mother, let's strengthen you so that when you think about it, it has no effect on you. So when I think about your son, there's some weaknesses in his physical, in the physical house, within his dynamics and boundaries. So I'm strengthening his dynamics and strengthening his boundaries. And I know there's a lot of mothers that can relate to you. So we need to strengthen him to be able to focus. And when you say math with numbers, so he has a weakness to actual to numbers. So I need to strengthen him specifically to numbers. And I need to strengthen him for the environment. When he's at school, he's actually weak to learning. So we need to strengthen, I'm going to strengthen his central nervous system to balance his left to right brain. And strengthen him to numbers and to learning and strong. He has to be strong for the environment when he's at school, for learning, for taking tests, and the integration, just like the foundation at school is just completely weak. He has a lot of frustration. Like, he wants to do good, but he's frustrated. So we need to delete his emotions, his frustration, and there's pressure there. He feels pressured, and then he gets sad when he doesn't do good. Like, he wants to do good, but there's a grief there. So we need to let go of his grief. And just by deleting these negative emotions and strengthening him to the environment of school and being strong to focus and learning with ease and his teachers, it's going to drastically change things and make his grades better. And for you, I'm deleting your, when you think about him, we need to strengthen. Instead of worrying about it, you got to send him strength. So you can think of his spinal cord, his midline, direct him strength and direct him that strength that he can do it. And just by doing that, it'll strengthen him versus, because if you worry about it, it's going to get worse. So I'm deleting your emotions when you think about it. When you think about it now, does it feel the same or does it feel different?
No, I feel better. I felt more relaxed. But I think it's also my husband, because I think the stress is within, you know, not only
it's him.
For
okay,
three
so
people.
What you
yeah.
feel, that's step one. When you think about it, you felt a change, right?
Yes, I did. While you were working, I felt a little bit more relaxed. No, 100%, but much better, yeah.
Okay, so let's make that 100% infinite potential. And actually, it triggers when you were in school and you had frustration. So he's actually triggering your memories of school, and you didn't really like school too much, you know. So there's your own memories. So we got to delete your memories of school. So I'm deleting your specific memories of school, and I'm strengthening your husband as well. And I did it really quickly for your husband. So how does that feel now? The same or different?
Yeah, I feel better. I feel much better than when I call.
Okay. Okay, good. So it's like a non-issue. You can't find it. And that's where you want to be. You want to be neutral about it. You want to send him strength. And keep me posted, because he will, just by deleting those emotions and doing the strengthening that I did, his grades will change. And he'll be strong to math. You got to make him strong to the numbers and the teachers, like I said, the building, the dynamics there. And just by doing that, you'll be amazed what happens. So keep me posted.
Great. Thank you so much, Marnie. Can you do a little quick just fix for our guinea pig? She has a tumor or lump on her right side. And just to, I mean, I have been doing, she doesn't complain, but I just want to make sure that doesn't keep on growing.
Okay, the tumor, there's a lot of energy there. So he's absorbing a lot of energy from the dynamics and the boundaries of family. And there's encapsulations, and I'm going to strengthen lymphatic system and strengthen. All right, I'm doing a lot of strengthening right now. So, and I'll do it tonight for you. So keep me posted. You can always send me an email, info at Marnie Greenberg.
Thank you so much, Marnie. Have a great
okay,
one.
Thank you. Okay,
bye-bye.
Okay, I'm going to take some more callers. I just want to keep it to one issue to keep the flow going, because we get so many emails and we want to keep the flow going. So I'll take another caller.
508.
508.
Hi, this is Kate calling from Arizona.
Arizona, and I could help with any blocks.
Hello? You could call back in. That would be great, because there seems to be a connection issue.
Okay.
We have your number. We'll take you again, but if you could call back. Sorry about that. Okay, so we'll take another caller. Sorry. Okay. 306. You're on live?
Hello?
Okay, yes, I can hear you clearly. Hello, you're on live. What can we do for you? Do you have any stress or pain or anything you'd like better in 2017?
Yes, I would like to get 2016 out of my system and go ahead with the 2017, please.
Okay, so you're on. Everyone on the call can be part of this one. You want a clean 2016. Is there anything specific that's bothering you with 2016?
Prosperity, the abundance, and companionship, and keep away the
okay. So what is
the
it
negative
that you do
stuff.
For a living? Alvin, okay, because I'm feeling your career a lot. What is it that you do for a living?
I'm semi-retired.
Okay, so there's a weakness there. When I tune into you, it's like your day-to-day routine. What is it that you find joy doing? Let me ask you that. Because there's, in your day-to-day routine, there's a low energy. Your vitality is low. Your day-to-day routine is low. And the joy is kind of missing. Do you sense that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so we're going to change that. So if you feel low vitality, if you feel your energy is not there on a day-to-day basis, so I'm going to strengthen your central nervous system. So all your organs, your tissues, your cells, I'm going to increase your vitality. Your lymphatic system is off, so I'm going to strengthen your lymphatic system. And I'm strengthening the dynamics and boundaries where you live and what you're doing. And to bring that joy back, there's a lot of, like, self-criticism and self-judgment and self-doubt that you're having in your life. And it's, like, really, like, at the age that you're at right now, there's fear about getting older. And so, and our minds will tell us that we're getting older, and, you know, our minds will sabotage us all the time. And so, you know, we got to be like fine wine and get better as we age. The older you get, the better you get. And that's what this method is all about. So we're deleting all self-doubt, self-criticism, self-judgment. I'm deleting your mind altogether, and I'm strengthening your brain, your physical intelligence. And your physical intelligence, your brain receiver is off. So I'm going to turn that up to 100% infinite potential, so it's connected to the universal intelligence. And when that's strong, you feel more connected in life. You feel more joy naturally, not by actually doing anything, not from anything tangible, but it's that intangible energy that you're going to start feeling just for no reason. You feel good. You feel connected. You feel more joy. And it's really, your heart is a little bit closed. There's so much energy in your heart. So we got to clear that energy in your heart. And there's a lot of grievances that you're feeling. So I'm strengthening your heart. I'm deleting all the grievances that you've had, things that were unfair, things people blamed you for, betrayals that you've had. I just deleted that down to zero. And just by doing that, how do you feel when you think about next year? Do you feel the same or different in your physical body, in your vitality?
Different.
Okay, and how is that you feel different?
I think like it's possible to do more things, like you said, to do more, to get out and do more different things. And I'd like to get back to work, too, and get myself back on track where I used to be.
Okay, when you think about getting back on track, how does that make you feel? You think that it's possible?
Yes, it's possible, yes.
Okay, so when you say that to yourself, though, I'm getting back on track. I'm doing the things that I love to do. And as you feel that in your body. And I'm going to make you able, willing, ready, and connected to that on a deeper level so that consciously and subconsciously you're strong to that. And that really I'm going to put you into, when I think of your 2017, we're going to change it before you get there. When I feel your 2017, there are weaknesses that I can feel. And so we need to reprogram that. For being able, willing, and ready financially for relationships, plus open your heart. And again, I'm strengthening you to that joy. And by doing that, I've just deleted your worries and disappointments. When you think about 2017, does that feel different? Like you can do it?
Yeah, it's very possible. Yes, it is different. I do feel different,
okay.
Yes.
So, okay, good. So anything's possible, but you got to You got to start to pre-program your 2017 for what it is that you want, being able, willing, ready to put that energy behind it. And you see just by deleting those negative emotions how different you feel. The cumulative effect that's just, you know, bringing you down.
And I think my son is in the same boat. He's kind of down on himself as well, like financially and all that kind of
okay,
stuff.
So
like he's working, but he's doesn't seem to have the. I think he's taking after me.
Well, everything. Okay, so what I just did on you, I'm gonna also apply that on your son. I'm gonna do it remotely, non-verbally, but just know that everything I just deleted in you, I just did it on your son. And this is a demonstration, so I want to demonstrate it on you, and you can tell our audience how you feel. But I can everything I'm doing, this can be done very quickly, it can be done non-verbally, and it can be done as a surrogate. So you're a surrogate for your son, I do it through you, and he'll automatically receive the benefit. That's how advanced, that's how high-tech our computers are. So when you think about your son, does that feel the same or different?
Different.
Okay, so keep me posted. And you're going to have a great 2017. Just keep going. I mean, this is just a few minutes, but, you know, I'm having a program for 5 weeks. You can pre-program yourself every week and keep strong and keep going. And, you know, I invite you to do that. If you like how you feel now and experience changes, you know, that's just in a couple minutes. Imagine what over 5 weeks will do.
Yes, that's true. That's right, yeah. So
Keep going.
And there was
keep
one
going.
Other thing, but I, like I said, there's quite a few on the line, but I was going to ask you one more question.
Okay, so thank you for joining us. If you have more questions, definitely you can put them in the chat. I'll be answering more questions after this is over.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Feel good. All right, we're going to take another live caller. We're just going to keep it to one issue because we have so many people on the line, and like I said, so many people are emailing. They want to get on. They want to feel better. So we're going to keep the energy moving. But like I said, this is just a demonstration. What you see me doing in a couple minutes, I mean, imagine doing this over 5 weeks. If you're interested in more of like an in-depth program and really going deep every week for 5 weeks, you can click on the link. My team's here. They put it on the page for you, and you can read all about the New Year's program. It actually starts next week, so it's coming up fast, and it's going to be exciting. It's really great, and if you stick around to the end, I'll tell you more about it. Okay, we're going to take another live caller.
All right, 212.
212, you're on live.
Hey, Marnie, this is Donna. How's it going?
Hey, Donna, how
are you? Yeah, I'm doing okay, I guess. I mean, I'm calling today because for the past couple of weeks, I don't know what's been going on with my eyes. There's just been pressure in my left eye, like right now I can even feel it. It's like my left eyelid is kind of feeling like it's drooping or kind of wants to just, it's like I feel a tug. My vision, I almost feel like I have, you know, near double vision when I look to the right. It's just been a really strange couple of weeks.
I feel it started a couple of weeks ago, but your left eye, we need to balance both of your eyes. And it's really this time of the year. And, you know, so it's good timing because it's this time of the year, it's the end of the year weakness. And it actually has to do, when you think about 2017, there's a block there. There's a block there, and there's a fear there. And it goes back to 2013. And when you're going into 2014, there's a block there. So we're going to delete those experiences from 2013. Sometimes it's this time and space. Sometimes it's another time and space. But there's a fear there of going into another year based on past years. So we need to delete that experience for you. And your vision, it's non-physical. I know you think it's physical. You can't see your drooping eye, but it's non-physical. I don't feel any physical weakness there at all. In fact, I feel it's more emotional. It's more fear. There's a lot of worry there, and there's some regrets that you've had. And things just didn't turn out the way you wanted them to turn out. And that's coming up right now for you. I just deleted those regrets and the things that didn't turn out for you the way you thought. And I know a lot of people can relate to that. Things that you think are going to go one way and it's like something shocks you and they go another way. I deleted that and it was affecting your vision. So how do your eyes feel now? You just that what you just described, is there a difference?
I think I do notice a bit of a shift. I still feel a little bit on my left eye right now. It's just, I don't know, it's like the lid is just feeling like closed. It's like rubbing against my eye in a very kind of Yeah, it's a pressure.
There's pressure. So we need to delete the pressure. I'm going to strengthen your central nervous system to your eyelid specifically. And your eyelid is drooping because of, there's a deeper level of fear, and there's fear of perception. So the way you perceive the universe, the way you perceive your life, there's a weakness in your perception. So perception, no perception, changing, no changing, different, not different. I'm going to change that for you so that the way you perceive things, and it's really your insight. Everything's based on insight. Your feeling, your perception, your intuition leads to insight. And your insight is blocked. So we need to, you know, it's not what you're physically seeing, it's your insight. And what your an insight is like your feeling, your perception, and that's affecting your eyes. So we need, I'm shifting your perception, and I'm making your insight so strong that you actually, it's like you automatically take that right action. So how does your lid feel now, the same or different?
Right now it feels, I guess, a little different. A little different. A slight improvement there with us. Yeah, I'm noticing a bit of a shift. I still just feel that a little, so there's still a little bit of pressure, to be honest. maybe it's the tug.
No. We strengthened your insight, but now this has to do with someone that's in your life. So it's like there's insight about different things in your life. For you, it's like if there's a family dynamic. It's more about your relationship. So your relationship, I'm going to strengthen your relationship. And it really has to do with children and descendants. So I just strengthened that. How's your lid now? Same or different?
Let's see.
You're thinking too much.
I'm feeling into it. I'm like, okay, how does it feel? I still feel something, especially the left side.
We need to balance. You have an unevenness between your left and right side. So I'm going to balance, center, stabilize that. And then delete your mind, because your mind is really sabotaging you. And when you make decisions, let's talk about decisions. When you make a decision, you think about that decision for a long time. You think about it, you worry about it, you contemplate it, and it takes you a long time to make a decision about things in your life. And then once you make the decision, you look back on that decision and you think, I made a mistake, I didn't do the right thing, and why did I do that? And you're really hard on yourself. And I know a lot of us can relate with that. So we need to delete that. That the self-criticism, the self-judgment, the looking back, the contemplating, and that's all in our mind. You got to get to the point where I'm strengthening your insight so that you automatically take the right action. Whatever you do is the right action. The right people show up at the right time. Wouldn't you like to live your life like that? Whatever action you take is the right action. Insight leads you the way. You direct it, and the right people show up at the right time, and your life flows. There's a block in your eyes because there's a weakness there, and the flow isn't there. And it's like your eyes, your sight, your insight is telling you, your physical body is talking to you. So I strengthened that. I deleted all the regrets and bad decisions that you made in your past. So how does that feel now, the same or different?
It feels different.
When you think of, so when you think about making a decision, and a choice, is there something in your life, there's decisions you're coming up against that are hard decisions. I feel it. When you think about those decisions, how do you feel? I'm taking the struggle out.
Yeah. I'm just the sensation, I'm just feeling something rising in my chest right now. I don't know what else to explain.
There's things that are coming to the surface. There's things you got to get off your chest. It's like these things come up when you talk to me. There's no suppressing it. And I feel like those things have to come off your chest. It's like, you know what I mean? Things that you've been buried deep, you know? You're suppressing a lot of things, and I'm feeling it. And your body will not let you suppress it. It's showing up in your eye, and now your chest is feeling it. So I'm deleting that. I'm exiting it out the bottom of your feet. All the toxic energy is going to go down and out the bottom of your feet. And now how do you feel in your chest? You feel the same or different?
Different. Definitely different.
Yeah. So it's like
all it's calmer.
Can you relate, though? You've had a lot of things buried in there. Like you have to get them off your chest. You suppress them, and your eyes start hurting, and then you don't know if you're making. So now think about making decisions in 2017.
Okay.
Does that feel different to you?
Yeah, just thinking about that feels like easier, more flow. I feel calmer, more relaxed about that.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So just say to yourself, I have strong insight. I'm putting that strength behind you, the feeling, perception, intuition. Your perception will be clearer. And that's really what you want to start 2017 with, that clear perception.
Right, right. Awesome.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Marnie.
Your internal computer shifted. You're going to start clean slate. Things are going to change for you. But I know you should do, you know, if you take my program, we can do this over 5 weeks. It's more in depth. I mean, that was just a few minutes, a demonstration, but there's a lot of other things that I can feel within you.
Personal
space and your career.
Just so you know, I'll be talking to you on Thursday.
Okay, good.
Awesome. We'll continue there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, great.
Okay.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Yeah, so I do personal consultations, and if you do, you know, I'm just here for a couple minutes with each person, but a couple minutes resolves what your problem is. But we all have so much stuff, you know. You got to go through the accumulation of your whole life. And 5 weeks, that's why I put a five-week program together, so that each week, you know, you submit me your specific issues. Because the one thing about this method is that there's no cookbook recipe. You know, if you have back pain, if you have neck pain, if you have eye pain, if you have foot pain, it's like you have something unique to you. You have a memory somewhere, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual, whatever level of time. You got to pinpoint, you have to identify what that is, where it goes back to, and you have to delete it. And you have to delete it completely and permanently. Deletion means that it no longer affects you. See, we're doing a lot of things in our life, and a lot of things you can talk. You can't really, you know, if you're talking about your problems, they usually get worse. You know, you have to get to the right answer. You know, a lot of us talk to experts and whatnot, but, and I say this respectfully, but the experts, the doctors, they don't always have the right answer. You know, the leading vascular surgeon at the Mayo Clinic diagnosed me with a mid-gut malrotation, my SMA and SMB. And the last words out of his mouth were, there's no cure for you. You have 2 years to live. I wrote my story. It fueled me to write the book. If you read the foreword of my book, I tell my story. And I know a lot of you know me and you know my story. But, you know, I say this because, you know, every doctor that I went to, I kept getting worse and worse and worse because I kept getting the wrong answer. And with this method, you know, when you get that diagnosis of something that's life-threatening, it's like you have this gut-wrenching, trembling fear that comes over you. I never thought it was going to, you never think it's going to happen to you. I woke up one day and I had severe pain. It came, it hit me out of nowhere. And it got worse and worse and worse. Like I said, my story is in the book. But I'm telling you this because, you know, if you look up your condition, whatever it is on the internet, you're going to get all kinds of answers. And in fact, it's going to scare you a lot. There's going to be, if you read what my condition is on the internet, you're like, oh my God, I'm going to die. What do I do? And so there was a point in me that I had to be like, okay, I'm going to delete my doubt. That energy work can work for me, and that this can actually get a method like this. I mean, some people go, oh, Marnie, you're crazy. You know, people would call me crazy because, like, you know, I believe in this. But, you know, I believe in results. Like, if you get me results and it works, then I believe in it. And that's why I'm doing this, because literally this method reversed my artery and vein. It, you know, it's like people ask me, how did that happen? It's like you reset your internal computer. Something that's so serious can be reset in a matter of minutes. And it doesn't matter what you're suffering of or how serious your illness is, you got to get to the right answer, and you got to know what is specific to you. And, you know, like I say, if you're going to the experts, you're going to the doctors, and you're still in pain, you're not getting the right answer. And, you know, the wrong answer makes you worse, and it's frustrating. So, you got, you know, if you go to the doctor, they're typically just going to diagnose you with something. What good is that? You know, what good is surgery? Like, you're still going to have the root causes, and it's going to come back, and it's going to haunt you one day in your future. You got to really get to those root causes. You got to delete them out of your system. You got to do it fast. And I know there's a lot of energy methods out there. I've done them. I've learned them. You know, I've been doing this my whole life, and I've taught this method for over 15 years. And before I even got into this method, I was doing all kinds of energy work. I was meditating. I was doing all kinds of therapies and learning different things because I love to learn. I love to read books. I love to go to seminars, and I love to learn. But I have to say, the reason why I kept to this method was because it gets results and it's fast. And if you know me, the only thing I dislike is slowness. I like fast. You know, when you're on your deathbed, you don't want something to tell you, you know, it takes a year to get better, or, you know, you have to, you know, do all this kind of stuff. I mean, this is without touch, without talking, without verbalizing, and it gets to the core root issue. It's like, you know, you want the shortcut in life. You don't want, you know, even if you're driving somewhere, do you want to take the long road, or do you want to just go right there and take the shortcut? I want the shortest time, the shortest distance. And I'm there. You know, I'm just a vehicle. I tell people all the time, I have a 5-week program, and I'm a vehicle. It gets you from A to Z, and that's it. You know, it's like your vehicle, your GPS is keying where you want to go, left, right, and you're there. this is the same way. You know, you key in where you want to go, you delete the blocks, and you're there. You're the director of your life, and you can see your future. The woman that just called with insight, I tell people that this whole thing is about insight. You've got to have insight. In my 5-week program, I have an activation just on insight. You got to know what's going to happen and change it before you get there, and that's really what it's all about. And people, you got to pre-program for what you want. You know, sometimes, you know, we're not just born with it. I mean, people will tell you all the time. People will put you down. People will tell you you're no good. People will criticize you. People, you know, they're always trying to do that. But you got to stand up. You got to delete that. You got to the core root of why that bothers you. Delete it, and you stand up. You stand in your power, and you go do it. You delete the criticism. You delete the judgment. You delete the self-doubt. And just, you know, I understood that principle. I got it. And I activate it in my life. And if I didn't, I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't be on the stream sharing this with you. But, you know, there's principles in this book that I activate you. And that's why, you know, I developed this 5-week program. Because you're all strong. You're all talented. You're beautiful. You can do it. You're confident. You can have an amazing 2017. And I'm here to show you how. I'm here to activate you. I'm here to give you tools that will help you, you know. Each week in the 5-week program, I have an activation, and it's something that you can listen to every day to keep you strong. And, you know, week one is all about deleting all the cumulative things that bother you, whether it's regrets and worries and disappointments. You've got to clean all that out. And you're going to have an activation to do that every single day of your life. And week two, it's like, you know, I'm going to give you a pre-holiday special. I'm going to keep you strong through the holidays. But most importantly, in weeks 3, 4, and 5, it's all about pre-programming for 2017. It's all about living a life without pain, without illness, without limitations. So if you're in pain, this program is for you. If there's things that you want better in 2017, this program is for you. It's for anyone who wants to live a better quality of life. If you want to get to the shortcuts and you want to take those shortcuts, this is for you. You like things that are fast, this is for you. You know, I developed this program because, you know, I wish there was something like this, you know, back when I got sick. And it was like I went through so many things that didn't work. And we all get blindsided, especially, you know, us leaders, you know. We all get blindsided at times. And you got to be able to see what the root cause is and delete it. And when you delete the root causes, your life will just exponentially get better. Because, you know, I'm not here to inspire you. I'm not here to motivate you. I'm here to delete your root causes, and then you'll automatically take that right action. It's all based on insight, like you heard me say with her. Feeling, perception, intuition. It leads to that really strong insight. And, you know, we're all born with insight, and you could even pre-program it to be really crystal clear so that when you're making a decision, if you're making a choice, I mean, there's too many times where, you know, we regret the choices we make. We make the wrong decisions, the wrong choices. But if you knew, let me ask you, if you knew what was going to happen before it happened, wouldn't you like that ability to just know? The knowing is your insight. Your logic alone isn't good. There's going to be so many things that, yeah, they look great on paper, or a roadmap or a book someone gives you, or you Google something. Yeah, that looks great on paper logically, and people tell you a lot of things. But wouldn't you like to know if they're lying? Wouldn't you like to know? If something feels weak, you just don't do it. If something feels strong, you do it. You got to have that insight to know what's good for you, what isn't good for you. You have to have the insight to know what answers apply to you. You can have instant information on the internet, but you got to know what applies to you, because if it doesn't apply to you, it ain't going to work. And I say this all the time to people, and you really got to get it. You got to know that, yes, you can pre-program. Yes, you can have insight. You program your insight. You know what direction to go. You'll automatically, you know, turn right, turn left. You'll automatically take that right action. Like the Midas touch. There's nothing you do will be wrong, because you'll automatically, when you have insight, do it. But it's an activation. It's a tool that I give you. You know, so I'm going to coach you in this 5-week program. I'm going to give you the tools that you need. I'm going to give you activations at the beginning of each call for like 15 minutes, and you'll be able to listen to these every day of the year. So a lot of people, you know, you want to learn this, you want to know it. So there's 3 powerful components that's in this program. One, assimilate. That's when I'm going to give you the information and the principles that explain what it is that I'm doing. So you'll learn about it, and more importantly, you know, the principles. And then 2, I activate you. So like I said, there's 15-minute guided self-strengthening and deletion protocol, and it's designed to keep you strong every day so that once you're done with the 5-week program, I give you action steps to take on a daily basis. So when you're in the midst of chaos, you have the tool. You have the 5-minute activation that's like, okay, that's going to give you the right answer. You're going to get neutral. It's going to activate your physical intelligence. It's going to activate your brain. It's going to activate your insight. And you're going to just know what to do. Because, you know, a lot of us are under pressure. We don't have the time to, you know, we don't have the time. Let's face it, you know. You got to do things that are on the spot to get your results quick. So I'm here if you want help, if you want, you know, if there's things in your life, if you're on the stream and you have certain pain. I know a lot of people put in comments, you have this pain, that pain, whatever it is. You know, you can either get a personal consultation with me. You can click from themarniegreenberg.com and click on consultations. Or you can join my five-week New Year's program that starts next week. And like I said, the best thing about it, it's not like a program you just listen to or information. You get to submit me three problems or three desires that you want in 2017. And I'll get you there. Every week you get to submit to me in the membership area once you join feedback. And I evaluate, I reevaluate, and it's really intense and it's really thorough. And I'm with you every week for 5 weeks. And I'm coaching you along so that you start 2017 with the ultimate strength. And I'm with you on January 12th, most importantly, which is that extra strength to maximize you to 100% infinite potential. So again, I developed this so that, you know, you're not dependent on me. I'm just a vehicle. I'm gonna delete your weaknesses, and then I'm going to actually give you something that you can use on a regular basis. Because I guarantee you, you know, you're going to have problems in your future. You're going to have circumstances that come up, and you've got to make important decisions. And, you know, I'm not going to be there for the rest of your life, but I'm going to give you these tools where you're going to be like, yes, I can do it. And I'll give you, you know, you're going to have the confidence. You're going to have that energy, that able, willing, ready, committed, neutral, see it, believe it, expect it, imagine it, and be able to turn your imagination to reality. I'm going to give you those tools. You can create that in your life, and that's really what this is all about. If you want to be with me, click on the link. You can read all about it, marniegreenberg.com/New Year Part. So you can click on the links on this page, and you know, if you have any questions, just send us an email to info@marniegreenberg.com. That's info@marniegreenberg.com. I have an amazing staff that can help answer any logistical questions. Again, if you're suffering from something and you don't continue to suffer, regardless if you take my program or not, I'm here to just enlighten you a little bit of what's possible. I take a lot of callers. You can see me deleting stress and pain on the spot, but I want to let you know what's possible. And I know that, sure, you can read my book, but, you know, reading a book, it's like reading a book on driving a car. You got to get in the car. You got to drive. If you want to be good at something, you got to be in the energy of it and do it. And if you want to get good at something, you want to get good at hitting the delete key. People are going to put you down. People are going to tell you you can't do it. People are going to try to do all kinds of things to you. But you know what? If you hit that delete key, it's going to go right through you. It's going to have no effect on you. You're going to be above it all. You're going to walk with strength. You're going to walk with that confidence and know that you can and that you will do it. And again, it's not based on willpower, and I'm not here to inspire you. I'm here to pre-program you. I'm here so that you automatically take that action in your life. Should we expect anything less? I mean, you can hop on a computer and get instant information and no glitches and whatnot. I mean, should we expect anything less with our health? So it's time. I'm glad, friends. I'm glad you're here with me. I'm glad you joined me here today. I'd love to do more. You know, I'm going to have lots of live streams, so regardless if you join my program or not, join me on more live streams and continue and come to my, you know, marniegreenberg.com. You can watch past streams. I've done lots of shows. You can check on the live stream if you want to watch more shows. But again, if you have any questions, send me an email at info@marniegreenberg.com. So, again, if you want to be with me this New Year's, you don't have to be alone. You can join this wonderful group. I'll be so happy to coach you. Click on the link and join me and have a wonderful, wonderful New Year's regardless. Start your New Year with strength, with confidence. You can and will have a happy, healthy, successful year. So let's end it on this. I am happy, healthy, and successful, and you're going to enter 2017 clean slate. Let's put the strength behind you. It's a general strengthening right now, but ultimately, if you want that specific, join me in my program, and I will get you there. Okay, until next time, everybody, stay strong. Mwah. Love to everybody. Bye-bye.